peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning, the gospel lesson, several sections. He will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the text. And some of you have probably been wondering, what is it with that rope that's sitting there in front of the Paschal candle? Well, that's kind of sermon illustration. Got a lot of things to tie together today, but that's not what this is about. And begin with a question. How many of you have been on a cruise? Out on the water, enjoyable, watching the waves and all kinds of other things, doing whatever else you do on a cruise. I know some of our young people have had the opportunity to go on a sailboat cruise, and that's really special, until the captain tells you it's your turn to swab the deck, right? Okay. So there are things that are interesting and fascinating about being on a cruise. One of the things that is not interesting and fascinating about being on a cruise is the rope. In fact, you could say, this is one of the more boring parts of a cruise. Doesn't do anything, does it? This is, by the way, Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. And you guys know that, right? You remember us doing that. Okay. So being on a cruise, one of the least interesting parts of a cruise is the rope. It just sits there. It doesn't do anything. You can walk by it time after time after time. You can look at it and think, that's boring. Really boring. And captain tells you, put the rope in good shape. Hang it up where it belongs, and that's your job. Not real interesting, is it? This is extremely boring stuff. Oh, until that day when you fall overboard. Now, all of a sudden, the thing that you have walked by time after time after time after time, over and over again, this boring thing happens to be the most interesting thing on the boat. And your eyes go wide and you're looking around for something, anything, and there's this rope, and you absolutely want for somebody to take and toss you one end of this rope, don't you? Don't worry, I'm not going to toss it out to you. It's kind of like that with the Word of God. Think about it. You come to church week after week, you hear the same thing. You open your Bible, you read the same message. You're familiar with the verses, aren't you? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We've got a knot here in our rope. And there are other verses, all of which talk about salvation by Jesus, salvation through his blood, through his suffering, his death on the cross. And you've heard them over and over and over and over again. Why, you could almost say that you could be bored with hearing this same old thing over and over and over and over again. Until that day that something happens. And then, on that day when something happens, well, what might happen? Diving into a pool, breaking a neck. Oh, this happened on Friday, just a couple days ago. One of our workers at the school passed out in the middle of working. Fell against something, got a cut. And there's a reason why I'm doing this, by the way, going through and untangling this rope. But passed out, fell over, got a cut, was taken to the hospital. They said, oh, he appears to have had a stroke. Taken up to St. Louis. Doctors looked at him, and they tested him every which way, you know how that goes, and decided that it was one of those transient ischemic attacks that comes and then it leaves again. And he's been discharged and sent home yesterday already, after expecting to be up there at least till Tuesday. Or, and this for our graduates, you're going into high school. What do you think? Over the next 4 years in high school, will you have some friends in high school who really don't know what to believe? You're carrying with you
what?
That same old boring stuff. That message of salvation, the story of Jesus Christ and his cross and his resurrection. And that word of life through the next 4 years might just be exactly the one thing that one of your friends absolutely needs to hear. High school graduates, you're getting out of high school and either going into the workplace or to college and university. I can tell you this from having been a campus pastor at a university. There are times when you will run into Christianity ignored, Christianity denied, Christianity mocked and ridiculed. That might just be the thing that happens. But there are all kinds of things that will happen in life. And they will happen time and time again. And if you're questioning whether they will happen time and time again, ask your folks. Things happen in life that are very, very difficult. And you really absolutely do need a lifeline. I have to go hang this now. Set it right there. Okay? Keep watch on it. When those things happen, think about once again the illustration of falling overboard. And think, there's two ropes there. One of them has now been neatly coiled up and is ready for use, and the other one is just tossed in a pile. Which one do you want them going for to toss you an end of? That one, right? And the reason why is because if they go for the other one, they may be untangling those knots, and here you are going down and thrashing about, and they might not get it untangled before you're gone. So it is, again, with the Word of God. The Word of God that is read, that is learned, that is put into your heart and into your mind and into your soul in an orderly manner, carefully tended to so it is ready to use, is an amazing thing. Little snatches of the Word of God that come along randomly may not be so good. I'm reminded of the old joke about the man who was struggling and wondering what God wanted him to do with his life. And so he pages through the Word of God and just blindly puts his finger on a verse. And it says, Judas went and hanged himself. And he says, that makes no sense. And so he pages violently through the Word of God and puts his finger on another verse. And it says, go thou and do likewise. The Word of God, in a neat and orderly manner, kept and treasured in your heart and in your soul, is incredibly valuable. It is that one thing that is all important on the day when something happens. And it's not just something happens to you, it's when something happens to someone you love, someone in your family, one of your friends, a person who does not know where to turn in their time of need. And did you hear that verse from the gospel lesson? Well, actually, it's the end of one, beginning of another. He will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness. Oh. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He works through the Word of God. He gives that Word of God to you, bearing witness to you about Jesus Christ, about His love, His suffering, His death, His resurrection, about the blood of the cross, about the forgiveness of sins, about salvation, about the gift of prayer, that you can come to God and talk with Him about anything and talk, everything that you need, about how the Heavenly Father is ready to hear your prayers. And Jesus tells you, pray in this way, Our Father, and there you have your invitation. And that's His witness to you. And then it goes on, and you also will bear witness, because this is what the Holy Spirit has decided to do in and through you, to make you into vessels and carriers of the Word of God, going into a world where so many are lost and confused and don't know where the light is and don't know where salvation is and don't know what life is all about. And there you have that Word of God. And what the Holy Spirit in part calls you to do is to tend to that Word of God, to read that Word of God regularly, to meditate on it, to plant it deep in your heart, so that when that thing happens, you can be the one with the lifeline. You can be the one with the gospel to throw to somebody so that they can have something to grab onto. Well, last Sunday, something happened. And that something ended up with me heading up to St. Louis to pray with one of our young people and to ask for God's preserving help, the healing that God can give, and for Him to guide the doctors and the nurses. And then after the hospital, I left and went further north, because northern suburbs of St. Louis, up near Florissant, Adam Filipek, who was here some years ago as our vicar, was being installed up there. He's a pastor in north suburbs of St. Louis. And I brought him greetings from our congregation, and I can tell you what I said to him. I said to him, Adam, I bring with me and I give to you a verse that you and I shared as we worked in Chester together. And this was an important verse for us. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else. Because as you know nothing else than Jesus Christ and him crucified, you will call and draw the people of this congregation and the people of this community also to gather before the cross of Jesus Christ. And that is enough. A first ending to the sermon then would be, go and know nothing else. Because here among our graduates is one who's graduated from college, teaching degree. Have you heard about Nicole Decker? Have you heard? She said that she would be willing to teach overseas. And the folks at our mission department in St. Louis heard about that. And they said, sounds like a good idea. So Nicole is here, and she's going to tell us a little bit later in some more detail about Merg in Mpumalanga province in South Africa, where she'll be going at the end of this year to teach there for 2 years in a school overseas. It's amazing things that happen as the Holy Spirit gets a hold of us and moves us out. Oh, there's a verse that talks about that. Acts 8, verse 4. It says, now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. And wherever they went, they told about Jesus Christ. That's what Pentecost is all about. The working of the Holy Spirit through the church, through his people, through you. To go wherever you go, carrying a message that makes the difference between eternal life and eternal death. That makes the difference between knowing God and being completely without a clue. That makes the difference between a life where when that something happens, you can call on God. And a life where when that something happens, well, there's nothing to do but to panic. And it is the call of the Holy Spirit to go and to join him in pointing people to Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.